Blog Talk Radio.
F6 Community First. Real topics, real conversations, and solutions with real people. Come get some of M6 Radio.
Hey, good night. Oh, good night. Well, I guess I could say good night because it is getting nighttime. But yes, this is welcome back to M6 Radio. Clearly, I'm not ready tonight, right? This is DJ Honey Sweet Tea and, of course, DJ Pistol Pat. We are here again tonight. Last week, we did not have a show. Unfortunately, I was really sick, and we just chose not to opt out of the show last week. But this week, we want to talk about the Donald Trump failed administration and what's currently taking place. Donald Trump has been president for 195 days, 4 hours, 25 minutes, and probably about 30 seconds. In this time frame, there have been more mishaps with this administration than ever in the history of any president in such a short time. Bottom line, the administration, if you read my intro online, you would see that it's like, I call it an open fresh bottle of cheap hooch, and it's continuing on a drunken path. And so it's really political suicide. So should or will Donald Trump be impeached or not? Pat, you want to jump in and say your thoughts about what's taking place so far, and I'll jump back in?
Yeah, well, I really don't have a whole lot to say, except I'm still surprised that so many people are still standing by him. A lot of them have jumped off the bandwagon. You know, a lot of Republicans are openly going against him. You know, he's meeting resistance every turn. But it's still so many people still give him credit. And at the same time, he gives so many other people gas. You know, he still got a lot of people hyped up and pumped up, really, really believing in him and going a little extra mile, going faster than they normally would go. And it's all because of Trump. And so many people openly, like I say, openly against him all of a sudden, Republicans. You see it every time he try to change a bill or pass a bill. He meet resistance everywhere from Republicans. They speaking out publicly. It's just a matter of time before he say or do something that just start the process. But impeachment, I think, is definitely on the horizon. I think it's in
well,
the near.
So.
It's not. I think so. I really do.
So here, less than 6 months, a commander-in-chief, and this feel more like, it's been more than 6 months because it's been nothing but failure. So I want to go through, because I've been doing my homework on this. Previous to other shows, we talked about what was currently happening. I'm going to talk about a variety of things that has happened already. So the first thing, he fired director of FBI for failing to demonstrate personal loyalty to him. The question everyone want to know is why. Not only that, for me, I feel like it was different when we had Obama. Let me back up a bit. We had Obama. It was that professionalism was there. He acted like a president. And even though he was able to tweet, it was all, tasteful. Donald Trump, when he tweets stuff like James Comey, better hope that there's no more tape of our conversation before he start leaking to the press. Stuff like that should not come out of president's mouth. He keeps taunting people along the way in his presidency, which makes him very unlike. He is probably one of the most unlike presidents we've ever had to date. And so he fired him, which is a fine line there, but he had the right. He could have, and he exercised that power. The other one, he accused London's first Muslim mayor of being indifferent to terrorism right after a terrorist attack happened in London. Okay, talk about timing. Then to move on from that, he abandoned our allies for a long time in the Middle East over Twitter. Like, how unprofessional is that?
Right.
Then
really unprofessional.
Right. Very unprofessional. Like, that's something you do when you call a meeting. You do not do that on Twitter. That's like, that's terrible. That's like airing out your husband or your wife on Twitter. Like, I just filed for my divorce papers, and nobody knows this, but then you leak the business out. Unprofessional, distasteful. Then he released a budget where, you know, when we do our math, file little bills around the house, we might be off a couple of thousands of dollars or maybe a couple of dollars or two, but very unlikely when it's your bill, right? Well, he released a budget with a $2 trillion math error. you heard me right, $2 trillion a math error. Like, that ain't like no little money. So
that's an amazing number, major.
Hello, yeah, like that's not like a couple of hundreds of dollars, not about $10. It's $2 trillion in error. Okay, I ain't finished yet. Then he allowed the Justice Department to prosecute a woman for laughing at Jeff Sessions in Alabama. Jeff Sessions is in Alabama. That, what happened to exercising the right to speak your mind, the right to be able
freedom
to
of speech,
express right, express yourself.
Right.
That happened. Then he blamed Obama, National Security Advisor, of committing a crime. Okay, what crime? In fact, Pat, he's blamed Obama for a lot of stuff.
Right, he's still blaming Obama. It's like everything on his agenda, he deviates from the real issue and brings up Obama or the Clinton administration or Hillary Clinton running against him. Obama did this. So you need to focus on what's important. You spend too much time on Twitter on simple issues, worrying about everything. Your focus is on everything but the right thing. That's all it's been.
Right.
The whole presidency. It's always been controversy, conflict. He's gone against the grain. He did nothing he said that he was going to do while he was campaigning. Everybody that was with him, they basically ready to backstab him.
Here's
nobody.
The thing, you got
to
remember, Pat, he didn't write. You remember when we first had the show, and if you go back and listen, the first show, you know, we had issues. But remember the first show, I said he didn't write the campaign, the things that he was going to do because he didn't even know them. That's why he made a marketing for himself. Right, the agenda. He didn't write any of those things, so he could not talk about what he didn't even propose to do because he didn't know what he was going to do. And the other thing is, so far, he has done none of those things on the list. Okay? So let me back up. When I say he accused the London First Muslim mayor, he tweeted this. Whatever the United States can do to help out in London and the UK, we will be there. Then he says, we are with you, God bless. But then he turned right back around. At least 7 dead, 48 wounded in terrorist attack. And the mayor of London says there's no real reason to be alarmed. Then he went back. This him going back and forth. Pathetic excuse by London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who had to think fast on his reason to be alarmed statement. MSM is working hard to sell it. See? He bothering the wrong people. Right, he bothering the wrong people. That ain't had nothing to do with us. Once he said that first tweet, I would even gave the second tweet. Whatever the United States can do to help, I would have took that.
But who was he tweeting to? Who was he tweeting that to, though? Who wanted to hear that?
Right, I don't know who his audience is, but it's clearly
that's not what we're interested in. That's not the kind of stuff we want to see tweeted or hear about from our president. We got issues that need to be addressed. We want him to, if he tweet, we want to have some meaning from his tweet, a direction.
Mm-hmm.
He just tweets about all the simple things. He was tweeting one time about a Snoop Dogg. Everything that's irrelevant to a president, if it's not, he's not supposed to make it relevant publicly. He does this. You know, it's just a matter of time before he finds somebody common and get into it with them. A regular person that he run into somewhere, some kind of way eventually, and he spar with them. It's the type of stuff that he focuses on, which is the wrong thing. He has more and bigger issues to be worried about. He's running the country, but he's spending more time tweeting about nothing.
It's petty.
That's important.
He's very petty. He is a very petty president. In fact, he is very petty, but he gets upset when people tell him they feel like his family is to gain a lot of money by him becoming president. But here's the thing. Is that not true so far? They've gained a lot. Here's how it's true, and I'll give you an example of how he's making money. He allowed the State Department website to advertise his Florida resort, and Nancy Pelosi was the one who pulled the plug on that and called him out on Twitter. She said, you know, talk about gaining off being president and how his family stand to inherit a lot of money by him becoming president. And I think that was very true. I'll give you her exact quote in just a second, but he allowed this. Now, imagine if that had been Obama and he had put up his little condo or whatever resort somewhere, they would have chopped him in half. And you know it. They would have chopped him up. But he was able to do it. He's so far, you know, people have noticed. Here's what else I've noticed, and I'll talk about what people noticed. 96 days into his presidency, he unveiled a tax reform without details. Okay, who writing this stuff without the details? Don't you think the American people need to know what your tax reform is for? Who is it going to benefit from this reform? How they're going to benefit from the reform? But it was so vague that he was upset that people didn't pass it through to get it to let them vote on it. You can't be mad. You left out the details. And I guess it was a hope that nobody would look at it.
He's like a terrible chess player. He'll be like me, playing chess with all the powerful pieces, but don't know too much about the game. I just like the thought of it. I just like the control, and I like to know, well, who run the board, who can do certain things, but I don't really know the moves and the strategies. I know none of this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Donald Trump
mm-hmm.
is doing. He's just fixated on being the most powerful man in the world. He want to fire somebody. He want to be able to hire somebody. If he wake up in the morning and he feel like he want to push a button, drop a bomb, he want to be able to do that and then notify the world, oh, well, at 6:01 this morning, I attacked such and such. You know, instead of the night before calling everybody together and let's, you know, sit down and get together and ponder this, see what you think about this. He's just he's attracted to power, and he's taking it to the highest level. He's going, and he's on the verge. He's on the verge of being impeached. And I said impeachment immediately. You know, before it was
give him
a chance or he made any errors, I was hollering impeachment. And he continued to add to that. He keeps all the evidence, all of the bad work, all of the conflict. It's adding up. You can't say it's getting better. You can't say he had a better day today than he had yesterday. It gets worse.
Right. It's getting worse every day. And here's the tweet that Nancy Pelosi said about his advertising on the State Department's website. She said, why is it the real his name on Twitter is Real Donald Trump. State Department promoting the president's private club. Hashtag Donald Trump 100 days. That's ridiculous. Like, within your 100 days, you are advertising your Florida resort so people can come stay. In addition to these things, here's two more, and then I'll talk about who all is quitting or have gotten fired. He threatened to sabotage the American insurance market because he wanted to coerce or to encourage the Democrats into voting for his plan to finance a large tax cut for the rich. So he wanted to try to put it under their nose. Oh, I'm going to throw millions off on Medicaid. But in a sense, who can benefit from it if you cut down for the rich? Nobody. Okay. Then here's another personal example of how his family is getting rich. He had his daughter meet with the Chinese president after, I guess it was a day after her company won a trademark from the Chinese government. Talk about personal gain. So he done hired everybody almost in his family.
He's trying to hire more.
Oh, yeah. People quitting left and right. Even the Republicans are not feeling what he's doing. Like, they quit in. People leading the administration. In fact, when he first got in, he cleaned out Obama administration altogether. He brought in the nephew, the cousin, the brother, the children. I'm like, well, who are these people? Who is
everybody,
these people? And what makes them so qualified?
Everything.
What makes them so qualified to try to run out the company, the business, this country, period? You know, these people ain't even qualified. I mean, they done called out so many of them that who are not qualified. So many different things he's done. But here's a list of people that have, man, so many people have just decided. The National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, has said, nope, I'm out. Security Advisor just dumped you off and left?
Last week, right?
I believe it was last week.
Yeah, recently.
Now, Yo, Chief Deputy of Staff Katie Walsh, she said a peace out. Yo, Director of National Security Advisor KT Mex, I want to say Mex Farland is his name. That was your FBI guy. He was fired. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not FBI. That was the just the National Security Advisor. Then the FBI guy was the James Comey. Then you had the U.S. Central... Right, then you had the U.S. Census Bureau Director John Thompson. He's like, I'm out. White House Communications Director Mike, I guess that's Dubby or Dirk. I don't know how you pronounce his man last name. Then you have Office of Government Ethics Director Walter. I mean, so many people were just flying off like, I'm good. We good. So what does that say about your administration? You can't even keep people.
I think what it is these are the people who were outspoken at first after they saw that he had another agenda. So before he can let them go ahead and publicly embarrass him, he tried to cut it off before he get to that point. If you give him resistance initially, automatically you know you're going out the door. And if he can foresee he's going to have a problem, I think he's trying to get rid of you. So anybody he feel like is not going to abide by what he has planned, and he's going to meet some, transgression with, I feel like he want to try to get rid of them.
Look at Sally
he
Yates.
Wanna try
I
to
think
get rid
right
of
about that. Sally Yates, she was the acting attorney general, and she was with Obama. She was fired after refusing to defend the first, when he did that travel ban. You remember the travel ban?
Right.
She was fired because she was like, that's against the law. You can't do that.
He fired her. Why you think he fired Comey?
Comey was
because
on
he told Comey to drop the investigation, and Comey wouldn't drop the investigation. That's why he really fired him. You know, first he told him to.
And all of that came out right. That's terrible. And then here's the other thing. In the process of all of this, so of course I had another discussion about the Clinton administration and why I didn't want Hillary. So one of our, what is her name? Elizabeth. She was on the first show, and she was tweeting. She was chatting with us, and she had a lot of questions. So her question to me, and she wanted me to address this, why I felt like, she said she heard me say something about the Clinton administration when we first did the show, and why I wanted to know, I asked everybody, can somebody tell me what the Clinton administration or what Clinton or Hillary has done for this country?
You're right.
And she wanted me to answer the question, why I didn't vote for her. So I'm going to answer that tonight. The reason I didn't vote, and I'm talking about the Clinton administration in whole, unlike our current president, Bill Clinton was very loved, especially by black people from brown people from all walks of life. That's first. He was first love. The problem I found with the administration that us black people don't pay attention to, during his administration, and if you think I'm joking, do your research. He put more black men in prison than any other president. He privatized the prison system, which is bad for anybody, period, because they get to do what they want to do and they make their own rules. He put more black people in prison, and it was recently here, he said it in addressing some people. I can't remember where he was, but he did say that he felt like he was responsible for putting a lot of black men in the prison system. When we did all these different laws change, if you caught with a gun, and I correct me, Pat, because I don't know, if you caught with a gun, that's 10 easy, 10 years, it was 10, 20 life?
Yeah, mandatory 10, 20 to life.
Right, so that came under his administration. So when we talk about how the family structure was broken down, though I love Bill Clinton, he did a lot of things to make sure the family structure was broken even more, and that was to take our men from the home. People don't do their research. So Hillary Clinton, she did other things to make sure that it stayed the way it did by making sure those prisons got privatized and making sure. Here's the thing with privatizing prisons. Let's say I'm the prison person or whoever. I'm going to open this prison. And let's say you're Hillary Clinton, Pat. I'm going to say, I guarantee, you're going to tell me, I guarantee you these many people to fill your prison. In the backhand, you're going to make sure you give the Clinton administration money. Because, see, for everybody in the prison, they get paid. The federal money pays for those people. So if I keep your jails full on the back end, who getting paid? The Clintons. It was so many things that, for me, once I learned what that was all about with the prison system, once I learned how much they put into making sure, because, see, in order to open that prison, you got to guarantee them people that you're going to be able to fill that prison.
The prisons were full before Hillary Clinton.
It was full. Hold on. I'm talking about the Clinton administration. It was. But
what term did Bill Clinton serve? What year did Bill Clinton serve?
Hold on. I'm going to look that up.
Because I don't know if you can blame that on the Clinton.
No, it was full before. But what I'm saying is they made sure they got it privatized. What privatization did for the Clintons was ensure that they pockets stayed lined on the back end.
Yeah, but you can't blame that on the Clintons. I can't let you blame that on the Clintons.
Because they was part of the problem. See, the federal prisons was full before, but when you privatize it, now you making money off of it. And they probably had been making money before Clinton, but I'm saying Clinton made sure that it was rules in place to keep black men down like that 10-20 life.
But I don't think they originally made up all that. That's what I'm telling you. This stuff is going on before them.
They probably didn't originate it, but, oh, wait, hold on, let me answer your question. So the term was from the 93 to 2001. Remember,
That's his first term?
That was the entire term. Remember, he got impeached 2001 when that girl came
out. 8 years, right. Okay,
right.
But the damage was done in the 80s already, is what I'm telling you. You can't blame that on him. The damage was already done.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying to you is when it came down to, I'm not saying the damage wasn't done. I'm talking about how he opened the floodgates. Some of the damage was done, but when he opened the floodgates to open up these privatized prisons, they got to keep them full. So what's the best way to keep them full? Put laws in place where it keeps people going. Simple stuff like, it was different laws out there, but simple stuff like that 10-20 life that kept the prisons full. So if you open up privatized prisons, we already knew the prison system exists. We already knew in the 80s they was taking them in. We already knew that. What I'm saying is during his administration, opened up privatized prisons, ensured that they was going to continue to keep our men in prison. That's why they had to fill the prisons up. People need to do their research on the Clinton, because I think so many times we praise people, but we don't dig and see what was actually taking place. So during that time, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton was getting paid off of keeping our black men in privatized prisons. People don't do their homework on that. For me, that was enough for me to say, no, that's a no-go. Okay? And for Hillary, not to mention the other things that she was involved in, but for me, I'm saying for me, that was the big thing. And I will find now Bill Clinton.
You still can't get them that privatized. You can't get them that, though. You can't blame them on none of that. They don't have anything to do with
none of that. Privatized wasn't big in the 80s, Pat. Privatized prisons weren't big in the 80s.
This way it was really reintroduced in the 80s. All the trouble came in. Everything happened really in the 80s, and everybody that was in office afterwards just fell up under it. The damage was already done from the 80s when it was set in motion in the mid 80s. Reagan started it with the fake tough war on drugs, and whoever followed in the mid 80s took it to another level. It went to a whole another level. So now
that's
just
I'm
like
saying,
Trump.
The other level?
It's already the damage is done. It's already done. They didn't do
not
that
for the laws. The laws, he didn't pass those laws. Clinton did. Listen to what I'm
those
saying.
Those laws were passed before Clinton. They were passed before Clinton, what I'm telling you. They were passed before Clinton was in office.
Okay, different administration, different things took place. During Clinton administration, okay, this is when he passed a lot of laws to make sure those jails, those private jails, stay full. Here's what he says on Wednesday, May 6, 2015. He conceded over incarceration in the United States stems in part from policies passed under his administration. So he's acknowledging during his administration he was part of the problem. He said Clinton said he signed into law a crime bill in 1994 that included the federal three strikes provision, mandated life sentences for criminals convicted of violent federal felony after two or more prior convictions, including drug crimes. Two different administrations, two different laws being signed in effect. Clinton acknowledged that
the damage was
policy,
already done. That's what I'm telling you, though.
I'm not,
the damage was already
not
done.
Not like this.
I don't have to do the research. I was caught up in it. It's what I'm telling you. When they changed the crack law and everything, it was in 87. All of this was happening. By the time 93, 94 came around, the damage was done.
The privatized system wasn't there yet. Not like it is now.
It became. It was there from the 1800s, and then it disappeared. But it came. It became back. It came relevant again in the mid to late 80s. It was always there. It just became relevant again, and they're taking it to. It was always there. You got to read. What year did Michael Jordan get tied up in that? When did he start supporting privatized prisons? Is what I'm telling you. This is nothing new.
I don't know. But I'm saying, listen. So Clinton says he acknowledged the policy role in over-incarceration. When he talked to CNN, he said he acknowledged his role. The problem is the way it was written and implemented that cast a wide net of too many people being in prison. I know you was caught up in that whole thing from the 80s and the early 90s, but when Clinton administration came in, it was a boom. When I say a huge boom of making sure black and brown men stay in no institutions, it was a boom because the whole thing was they was making money off every person that they put in these privatized prisons. I didn't say that it didn't exist. I'm saying at this time, during his administration, he made sure that whatever those numbers was in the 80s is triple and quadruple of what it was then. Right, by making sure these prisons stay full, and at the same time, guess what? Now you got people that can't vote. Now you got people who, you know, is in the system. They on that 10-20 life. How they gonna get out of that? So he is now acknowledging his wrongdoing for it, but people don't even pay attention to that. They just, the Clintons are so loved. So I'm not
saying
this. All I'm saying is during that time, he tripled the number. So I'm saying hypothetically, if it was 1,000 black men in prison in the 80s, 90s, when he got in office, he made sure it was 8,000.
No, I disagree with that. The damage was done. When you get through, the damage was done. It was like a tornado ripped through. When the United States and black men in the drug game in the late 80s, maybe 86, 87, 88, 90, 91 to up to maybe like 92, 93. When I tell you, the damage was already done. Only thing they did probably was strict the law. But either way, that made Donald Trump juicy to you over Hillary Clinton. So that's what you're telling us. That's what you said.
Hold on. Enough for me to say, okay, let's dig even further. Enough for me to say, we don't know now. Let's talk about Hillary. And all her shortcomings, because many of y'all run around here thinking, Hillary at the best at what she do. Here's my thing. This is my thought process. All that Clinton has done, all of it, I would say 85% of it wasn't good. But for me, I would have rather trust somebody who had no experience, like I said, the first time around, than to give it to Hillary Clinton. First of all, and then we're gonna talk about her. Hold on, we're gonna talk about her and her mishaps that came out. Did you remember why Trump wanted to have her investigated and how those things were leaked?
We can say all of that just to go ahead and say this. After all of the campaigning, after the 9 months that he's been in, do you feel the same way? That's all we got. We can skip all of that.
I didn't say that. I'm, hold don't.
You wish you would have voted for Hillary now, huh?
Let me. No, I don't. Because Nita, let's be clear. If you go back and listen to the first episode, I told you, just like I told True Ama Joy, neither one of them. This is the first time I didn't want to vote for now one or two. Neither one of them. Either way, to me, it was going to be a draw whether I was going to pick her or him. In fact, I didn't even want to vote. I think you remember me saying this. But for me,
I remember you saying, you regretted it too a while ago.
Yeah, and I do. Because either way, it would have been a regret with her. It would have been a regret for him. The only reason that, and I'm going to say this, the only reason people wanted Hillary Clinton because they're not educated on what all her mishaps have been throughout her political career.
Why can't it be the fact that she got some experience and her husband got experience versus a mechanic?
No experience and bad ass experience. I'd rather take no experience.
To run the world?
So you rather
and
take
so
the
with
bad
such a serious job with something.
Do you think
the Clinton administration would have had all of the mishap and all of the foolishness that's been going on? Do you think the Trump Hillary Clinton would have been running the way she Donald Trump running things now?
She would have had. Here's the thing. Let me be clear. Yeah, I do. And I'm gonna tell you what. She probably would have been a little bit more tasteful than Donald. Hold on. She would have been tasteful more. Let me say this. She would have been more.
You straddling now. I can't allow you to do that.
Hold on. Let me finish. She would have been more presidential than him. She would have had more. She would have been more tasteful than him. But rest assured, she would have covered up a lot like she's always done before in the past. Just because you don't see it or hear it is because you're uneducated to it. Doesn't necessarily mean that she's going to do great. People ain't doing their research. And so if you blind or not doing your research, the fact and you just love Bill Clinton because he technically is the first black president, come on now. You got to have something more than that.
You heard what you just said? Because he was what? The first black what?
Hold on. That's what people say.
President.
Technically the first black president.
Okay, but president. Not restaurant or hotel chain owner. President. Not own a chain of restaurants and hotels and casinos that failed. Not just talk down on people for his whole history. Not with the history that he has, but an ex-president behind her. She was in the Senate. She did all of her history.
But that doesn't make what they did right, Pat. It don't make what
okay,
what
but okay, but Donald
right.
Trump, but Donald Trump didn't. But Donald Trump didn't study politics. Donald Trump knows
hold
nothing
on.
About politics.
Hold on.
Period.
So you rather take the person who gonna look presidential, sound presidential, but fuck up the world and sweep it under the couch. As long as she look good, as long as she sound politically correct, you good.
I'd rather Denzel fly the plane drunk than Donald Trump to fly sober.
As long as she sound presidential, look presidential.
I just answered the question. I like anybody over Donald Trump because he had no history. He had no experience. He had no business even trying to get involved in politics at this stage where he was trying to go. He didn't start off at the bottom and say, well, let me go just spend a few years in Congress, or let me go sit down and follow what's going on Capitol Hill, or he didn't do none of the above. He jumped straight behind the wheel with no experience whatsoever. I would have voted for Chastity Kemp, whatever, the Clinton daughter. I'd have voted for her before I voted for Donald Trump. He has no experience to be running the world.
But
advisors,
what experience do she
all
have?
He has in his family are advisors.
How would you have voted for Chelsea Clinton versus Donald Trump? She don't have any. She just lives in the White House.
But that's enough for me. She could have heard some things her mama and her daddy discussed. She could have heard things her daddy and her mama discussed. What I want to hear Donald Trump and anything relating to the world, why do I want to hear Donald Trump is in charge?
I agree. Donald Trump is this life. I agree. But for me, this is me. And I do feel like I made a mistake. I ain't scared to tell that to nobody. But either way, for me, I took the underdog versus the one who had experience because to me, wearing a pretty dress looking presidential, sounding presidential, tweeting presidential, or messing up the country in the process was not enough for me to vote for you as president. Even though she had more experience, she had messed up experience, effed up experience. And people don't do their homework on just how messed up she has messed up this country or other
women. Only you did your homework. You, people don't do their homework. You don't think if that were
the
case, you think she would have made it that far?
The same thing Worry said. The same thing
that's
Worry
not good
said
enough.
First.
That's not good enough.
The same thing Worry said. It's enough because here's the thing. They make sure, even though I think Donald Trump do some, he's stupid, he do some dumb stuff, I don't agree with nothing. But at the same time, that's all you hear on the TV and the radio, everything. Everything's negative, negative, negative. If, as long as you give it, if all they're giving you is negative, 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 and they making sure she look real good, but they ain't telling you about none of her shortcomings, of course American people going to be like, oh, we rather Clinton.
If that were the case, they would have been telling you. If that were the case, not only you, you wouldn't have been saying it after the fact. That would have been broadcast the whole presidency if that were the case. She was the number one choice for the Democrats. If that were the case, they would have smeared her so bad. We would have been hearing about that then, not now. The bottom line is you trusted Donald Trump at
the
helm. You trusted Donald Trump with
the
world.
If that's the case, if that was the case, and that's who they wanted, this is the president. And all the times we had president mishaps, even with Bush, they say he sold it. This is the one they should have sold in. If they didn't want him in there and they thought he was going to make them look stupid, this is the presidency they should have sold, but they fell short. So at the end of the day, for me, I didn't say what I did was right. I didn't say it was the best choice. Hell, you had people that didn't even vote because they didn't want either, and I understand that. I feel they paying.
They didn't expect Trump to win, though. They didn't expect Trump to win. But let me ask you this question right quick. Let me ask you this question.
You say every person you didn't expect him to win. Well, if you don't damn vote, how he gonna lose?
I didn't think he was serious, but let me ask you a question.
Okay,
over all the presidents, we had what, 45 presidents. And each election, let's say there's a number, let's say all together it's 8 people in each election that start off running until the very last 2. So let's say 8 times 45, what that would be, 400, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just throwing a number out. I'm just throwing a number out there. Anyway, let's just say that.
380, I guess. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, let's say it was 380 candidates over the years, the 45 years times 4 each year, however long it dates back to. I don't think there's any other candidate, period, even from back in the 1800s, who was less qualified or a worse choice for presidency than Donald Trump. Why? Because everybody else had some kind of knowledge, some kind of experience, some kind of business with, you know, doing this here. You take a man off the streets and put him in the White House. I couldn't believe that so many people put their trust in and gave Donald Trump the keys to the world, the most powerful, I'm talking about the powerful job in the world. You put our world, you put our lives, you put everything at stake in Donald Trump's hands because he's a billionaire, because he's different, because you're tired of the old, because you just wanted something. Are you serious? He has no knowledge. If you wake up in the morning and you hear that Donald Trump just started war with Russia, you expect that. It's not the best thing to do right now, but then he turned around and he hit a button. He started with China on the other side. What can you do about that? Nothing. I just couldn't believe that we would take a chance, regardless of Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or whoever it is. I just could not believe that the world, anybody, not so many people, but anybody would take a chance on an unknown as far as politics is concerned, on an unknown as far as the intricacies and the seriousness of what's going on and running the world, the most powerful world in the nation, in the world, the powerful country in the world, Donald Trump is running. Are you serious? You know how that sounds? Donald Trump. Let's go over all the different.
He's not the first person to run with having no experience or least experience. You do know that, right? And have one.
Listen to me. You can try to sugarcoat this all you want.
You got
to
research.
You can try to sugarcoat this all you want.
That's the problem.
You cannot
do research. She is not the only person who's ever run.
What do I need to research? What do I need to research? If he's never been in the White House before, why do I need to research? He's never even visited the White House. Why do I need to research it?
I'm trying to give facts. You said that you can't believe people have done it, but they've done it before.
They didn't come out of a hotel chain. They didn't come out of a hotel chain and just jump right to the president.
We're not focused on that. You do know before they become president, they have other businesses going on. You do know after Obama's administration, he got other stuff that he's going to do. It was things that he done
before.
I know before he had experience.
I know he had experience before. I know that.
But before.
I know he had a lot of experience.
And other things that they have going on prior to becoming president, right? So it's not uncommon for somebody to have stake in other stuff. You just might not know all the business.
He didn't even take politics in college. That wasn't even one of his courses in college. He knows nothing about nothing. But he's the president of the United States. You see how Donald Trump is the president of the United States of America. Don't that sound dumb? That sound dumb to you? Really? Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Huh?
Hillary Clinton sound better because it sound politically correct.
Well, not necessarily because she sounds politically correct, because she knows something about it. She shouldn't be there.
Yeah,
versus
she knows
him.
Something how to continue to mess up. Mm-hmm.
That's why the American people let her get that far. That's why the American people let her get that far.
We don't know the facts, though. We don't know the. No, because see, before it becomes to us, it's the Democrat Party that chooses first. Here's the thing, we got to stop living in this little gray area where we think these people have our best interests at heart. Maybe sometime, but not all the time. And I'll be honest, if you don't do your research on it, we're going to keep going back and forth, because if you don't know, you don't know. You got to be in the know to know what she has done in order to say that she's the better candidate. Just because she on TV.
You see what that logic got us? You see what that logic got us now, though? You see what that logic had, where it has us now? You see what we're discussing now?
Like,
we're discussing Donald Trump and a bad presidency.
Hold on. And I agree, he is a bad president, but here's my thing.
And we're discussing Donald Trump, the same one. We're discussing him.
We've had other presidents that have lacked that experience before. You said not never. Yes, we have. Hold on, I want to make sure I open up the lines, because we only got, about 17 minutes, and they're already on the chat, but I have a caller, and I want to open up the lines and let the caller say their take on it. So hold on a second. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Keisha.
Hey, Keisha.
How are you?
Hey, how you doing? I'm fine.
Okay, this is my feedback to you guys. My thought is everybody overlooked Bernie Sanders.
Hallelujah, because he would have been my choice.
Everybody
overlooked who?
Bernie Sanders.
Everybody overlooked him. What I will tell you is Donald Trump is no better than Hillary Clinton. So they were both bad choices, and everybody made a bad choice. The ones that voted for her, and the ones that voted for him, and the ones that didn't vote at all. Now we're in a situation, and I can't agree with you, Pat. He can wake up in the morning and press the button, and there's nothing that we can do about it. So this is a lesson learned for everybody who voted for him, and everybody that voted for her, and everybody that didn't vote at all. So this is a learning experience for not just black people, but for white people, for everybody, that when you put somebody in office like this, this is the turmoil that we have, and that all our lives can be put at risk. So I hope everybody learned a valuable lesson from this, from him being in candidacy, and that we all do our research and make a better choice. And that's my feedback.
Okay, I got a quick question for you. Mm-hmm. I got one question right quick. Out of the two bad decisions, Hillary or Donald, which one would you say would have been the worst bad decision? Which one could you see saying, okay, I'll take this choice? Which one could you see?
Well, right now, based on what he has done in the White House, I think he was the worst decision.
Based on history and based on what you know about the two going into the election, who you feel like would have been the best decision?
Well, I think Hillary would have been a better choice between the two, and I'm going to tell you why. There was a lot of signs and a lot of signals that were given at the time he was running for presidency. There was a lot of things that he was doing, even though the media, everybody was like, but the media is just making him look bad. Those were things that he was actually doing, the tweeting and the stuff with the women. I mean, all that stuff that he did, he gave you guys time. So I wouldn't have never picked him because he didn't like women. You can, you know what I'm saying? He's biased. And to me, that means a lot to me because I'm a woman. So I wouldn't have never voted for him, and that's my feedback on that.
Okay.
And a whole lot of other reasons. Well, we appreciate it, Keisha. Great
saying, it was fine for us to see that. So
exactly.
I did address that. I didn't go down the whole line, but Hillary did her thing where they said that she took money and she stole it. Well, they are looking at Donald Trump because he took some money too, and he stole it. So, you know, who's the best?
Well, I think for me, it was all about. Go ahead.
Keisha, how many people, and I don't know your circle or friends and everything, but how many people you know go vote on the local level?
I don't know, and I'm going to tell you that I am one of the people that tell people get out and vote. If you look across my page, I put on there, and I'm rude about it. Get your ass out and vote. I'm just telling you.
Right.
That's what I say. Hey, because when, and I just feel like nobody votes at the local level and they don't take it at serious. You have more people that turn out at when it's the final, when it was between Donald and Hillary. But now they understand that you have to do it at the local level because that's who you pick. So now everybody should have learned a lesson from this because they don't.
So many times, and I ask that question because, hey, this is something that I've talked to people so many times on the local level. They refuse to go out and vote. They don't take that time to exercise their right to vote. And those are the people who become the Democrat Party. Those are the people who become the Republican Party. And those are the people who choose the candidates before we get to them. So if people ain't voting on the local level, we got a problem from around the house, the area.
Well,
I tell
you, that's
why
Bernie Sanders didn't make it.
A lot of that has to do with the fact that, the common man, the common people, the hardworking people that's home every day and then they just go vote when it's time to vote, they look on TV and they see this candidate is running for that and they see this one running for that and they learn a little bit right then and there and, you know, they base it on that. But you need somebody that's going to be campaigning for or against in our communities to say, okay, well, local election coming up, we got such and such running, bad idea. Such and such running, let's vote for him. We don't have that. It only comes out when it's time to vote for the president. I agree, local elections are vital. We need to pay more attention because everything, it trickles. You know, you got bad seeds here, and it just trickles on and goes up. We have to start somewhere. But I agree, local elections, we don't pay enough attention to them. No doubt about it.
My pick was Bernie Sanders, and I was pissed, to say the least, that they did not choose him because he had experience. He's been with us through civil rights and everything in between. So that would have been my choice. But because we didn't choose on a local level and people slept on that, that's why our party chose Hillary Clinton. But like I said, and I agree with Keisha, both of them were bad choices. I almost didn't vote, to be honest. And then we have a thank you, Keisha, for your comment.
Yeah, appreciate it, Keisha.
We have a couple of questions off our chat tonight. Okay, who is this? Okay, no name. Okay. So he says I don't know if it's a he or she because I don't see a name. He or she, I'm not sure if you still listening, please put your name so I know that it's you. It says the president, you said he was president for 195 days in which he has messed up the country. Do I feel like Bernie Sanders would have been better and why? Just recently, I think Bernie Sanders would have been better. I don't know how you feel about that, Pat. How do you feel about Bernie Sanders?
I agree anybody would have been
better
with some experience. Anybody with some experience. I agree. Yes, I think he would have been much better. A lot of the stuff that Donald Trump is doing spontaneous, he doesn't have he doesn't have the patience and doesn't have the insight and he doesn't look ahead and say, well, this might be just too spontaneous. He just reacts. And I think Bernie Sanders is more calculated, and he sit back. And anybody with some experience would have sat back. And a lot of stuff that Donald Trump has done today, I don't think anybody else would have done, because they would have foreseen where we are today. They would have foreseen themselves being in the same situation that Donald Trump is in today. And you would think he would see it, and he's seeing it every day, but it still does nothing. It's like he gets worse. People are talking out. Republicans are talking out. He's steady calling the media out. He calls this back and forth.
It's
the same thing tomorrow.
What's the hold up? What is the hold up in impeachment? Because when it was
impeachment, it's not that easy though. Impeachment is not. It's not an easy process. It's real, real. It's hard to impeach. He's on the path though. He's real close. You know, I think the closest he came is when he messed with the national security, with the Russian president or whatever it is, when he messed with the security leaks and stuff. That's the closest he came. But that was enough to have Republicans and all speaking out, saying that they was ready to start the process. It's not that simple where you can just say, okay, that's enough, let's do it. It's a lot of stuff that has to happen. It's a long and tedious process, but he's close to that process, and I'm almost certain he won't last another 3 years and 3 months. I don't think he's going to last. I think he's going to do it to himself. I don't have him giving up and just saying, okay, I'm in over my head. My advisors are in over their heads. I give up. I don't think, if anything, he'll sit back and let somebody else do it and still take the credit for it. But I think he's going to be put out. They're going to be ready to get rid of him really soon, because it's a lot of them more ready today than they were yesterday. More ready yesterday than they were the day before. Republicans, Democrats, black people, white people, old people, transgender people, mm-hmm. they're really ready to get on him.
Himself with this transgender.
My point exactly. You see, so all of this stuff that we're experiencing with Donald Trump, you can't tell me Hillary Clinton didn't have enough sense and enough knowledge and enough history and enough wherewithal to know, I can't do this. I know what to face. I know what's going to happen. Or if she was on that track, she had Bill whispering in her ear at night, this is not what you do, Hillary. We can't do it like this, Hillary. We have to do it like that, Hillary.
We can't tell her much what happened. Well, he done
made it. They're not going to say he told her, but you think they wasn't going to be in the same bed and talk about what happened in the cabinet meeting and talk about what's going to happen? You don't think they were going to pillow talk about the presidency?
Probably.
Okay,
yeah,
so it was nothing that I still felt safer by a long shot, despite they say she did so much wrong that wasn't broadcasted when it should have been broadcasted. If she was doing all of this, why were they so focused on emails, leaked emails? This is WikiLeaks. This is all they were talking about. Nobody was talking about the other stuff that they alleged. Nobody was talking about all of this other stuff.
Have you got a chance to look at those documents?
I look at them. It doesn't make a difference now. It don't help. Look at it. It doesn't make a difference. What I'm saying is, despite all of this, I still would have picked any out of 9 people, Donald Trump would have been number 10 I picked.
Well,
we won't have no president for 4 years. I'd rather not have a president for 4 years. Everybody go for what they know. 4 years, we independent. We don't have a president if Donald Trump got to be the president. If this is the best we can do, if this is all you have, the Republicans have to offer, we don't want no president. Everybody just go for what they know.
One of our people, I want to say your name right, is it Belen? Or Belinda, she said, quick fact about Bernie Sanders, he was she thinks that he should have won, or should have got the president nomination. I'm pretty sure they regret it now, is what she said. But she said Bernie Sanders had the experience. He was a mayor, he was a U.S. senator, and he was a U.S. representative. He got the education, he got the experience. He would have been a better pick. So she does not understand why the Democratic Party would have even picked anything other than Bernie Sanders. It was a no-brainer to her.
And it's not news. This is not news. Go ahead.
He's very outspoken. Hold on, I'm reading her comment as we talk. She says he's very outspoken. He stands for the people. He don't take no shit, is what she said. And she said if you Google Bernie Sanders, you will see that he called them out every chance he get. Like, how is that helpful to the people? He would have been the better pick. And she said the only reason that she picked Hillary Clinton is because she didn't like the fact that Donald Trump was a sexist and he really didn't care for women. And she do agree with Keisha that he was the worst pick of them all, but so was Hillary. So she took the latter.
It's the first time in all her years. She said she's 45 years old, and she would have, if she had to do it over, she still would have picked Hillary. Okay. So that's her comment. Appreciate you. I think it's Baylin or Baylinda.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. So here is, I think he from Men to Be Empowered. That's what he put. He didn't put a name, but he said he rejects everything that Trump is doing in the presidency. He did pick Hillary Clinton because he think it's time that the American people have a woman in power. The only problem with that is that the other countries are not ready to deal with a woman. They would have had no choice if the people would have spoke properly. But they did not, so we failed the American people as voters.
Played a major role, especially with men. It was a lot of men didn't want Hillary Clinton to be a president. Not if she was the better choice, they didn't want her in there because they didn't want to have to look up to a woman. Just a lot of them feel just like that. The same way they feel about women ministers, they feel about Hillary Clinton running the world. And another thing that I wanted to say, the thing about it is you got all of these different candidates who dedicated their lives for the last 15, 20, 30 years leading up to maybe not expecting to be the president, but with anticipation on serving. You know, this is what they chose this field in order to serve, whether it's with their community, whether their state or their country. They chose to do this. But then you have Donald Trump. I mean, he came out of nowhere. He didn't serve. He can't relate. How you got a president who can't relate to any and everybody? He cannot get on certain levels and relate. So, therefore, you're going to get certain reactions and certain things from him because of what he's used to. I mean, if he had any experience, perhaps, but he has entirely no experience whatsoever. So, therefore, I'm telling you, I thought initially he was playing. I thought a lot of people didn't take him serious. That's why they didn't go to vote against him, because they didn't expect so many people to vote with him. People were surprised when Donald Trump was winning. I was surprised when he was winning. I woke up and saw the electoral votes and the battle at the last couple of hours, and I was expecting to see him trying to come from behind. But it was the exact opposite, and the whole time he was still selling out, still flamboyant, still, you know, boisterous. Just the worst thing you want to see from your leader, he displayed every day, everywhere he goes, everything he does is unpresidential. I mean, I just couldn't see me giving him the power he has under no circumstance. And when I say I would have rather been presidentless for 4 years, I literally mean it, because right now, we are not presidentless. We're just going in the wrong direction. We got problems with stuff going on that we still don't probably know about yet. Donald Trump probably done made some beef with people that ain't even been announced yet. You know, he probably done started some stuff that ain't came out yet. He started something today over here, and he over here starting stuff today. Tomorrow he's threatening to fire this one, and he's threatening, trying to find out, can he fire Mueller? Every time you turn around, there's something with him. He doesn't have enough time to focus on what we really need to focus on, because he doesn't know.
Okay, let me grab this chat, because we got like a minute and something left. Okay, Frederico from Miami, Florida said, ask Pat, do he know about Bill Clinton not taking care of his son, and why Hillary Clinton won't let him take care of his son, Danny Williams? She said she would not trust a woman who won't even take care of her own children. Therefore, she chose not to vote for Hillary. I guess she was trying to say Hillary Clinton.
That's Bill Black, baby. What they got to do with Hillary? That's Bill, baby. They say a leg, the little boy look like Bill. What they got to do with Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump?
She said, therefore, I don't know. I'm just reading the comments. She said, therefore, Hillary was a no-go for her. Plus, Hillary is about making her money.
That's personal.
Even though,
tell her, put herself in Hillary's shoes and see if she'll welcome another baby. That's personal. She's not supposed to welcome that child. Her husband cheated on her and had a baby. And a black baby. A black baby at that. A black baby at that. She's supposed to be bitter.
Let me finish the comment, though. So she said that she had I remember that commercial. She had a commercial on TV saying that she was for the family. She said family starts at home, and she couldn't even complete that, so I know she couldn't run the country. That's what her comment is.
She must have voted for Donald Trump.
She did vote for Donald Trump.
She must have voted for Donald Trump. And about that black baby, is that, I mean, everybody heard about it, or you haven't heard about it. But what does her having a problem with her husband, bastard child,
have? What did that have to do with her running for the presidency against a nobody, somebody who has no experience? You mean to tell me you picked Donald Trump because Hillary Clinton don't accept the bastard child? That's what you're telling me. So you rather put Donald Trump at the helm. Let him fire these missiles. Let him throw these hand grenades when he feel like it. Let him ride around and point the finger and call the shots because Hillary won't accept her husband, illegitimate child. Really?
That's what she said. So I'm just reading the comment. So listen,
you should have read that earlier.
I didn't see it. I'm just going to... So we had a great show tonight. We want to thank everyone for listening. I know all of my people on InstantRadio.com is always on fire with chatting with us. I wish I could get to all y'all. Please call in if you don't know the number.
609-477-3291.
We appreciate you. Until next time, we'll see you next Thursday.
Don't forget to check out the crew each and every Thursday night, 7 p.m. right here on M6 Radio, your number one station for indie artists across the world. It's M6 Radio.